Well, it was a real battle tonight here in Starkville. Mississippi State wins it over Vanderbilt by a score of 73-66. We're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Coach Kevin Stallings. There's no quitting these guys. There's a lot of fight in them, isn't there?
Yeah, Joe, we've got a good group of competitors, and it wasn't our physical effort that got us tonight. We just didn't play smart enough. We've got to be an intelligent basketball team to be a good basketball team, in my opinion. And we just didn't play intelligently tonight, and that's what beat us. We didn't defend well in the second half, and that had something to do with them. But I just thought that we played, even in the first half when we had a chance, I thought we got out of control, and our veterans committed bad fouls. And, you know, we had them in trouble because Bernardo was on the bench, and then AJ and Jermaine getting foul trouble for us. And both on plays that just shouldn't be fouled. I mean, you shouldn't commit fouls there. So it was just we were our own worst enemy at times, so that was that.
You come out in the second half, and I think you make five of your first six shots, and you look up and you're down more than you were. You're down double what you were at halftime. They sort of heated up in the second half.
Well, they certainly did. They shot 63%, which means we didn't guard well enough. Granted, some of them were tough shots, but, you know, they scored 15 points in the first 4 minutes and 15 seconds of the second half, and that's just unacceptable. We can't. We're not going to survive those kind of stretches very often, and so it's disappointing. We thought we could have played better. We thought we could have played a lot smarter, but you got to give them credit because they made shots and they played well.
Are they unusual to prepare for now with playing the four guards? Is that something that you don't deal with very often?
You don't see it very often, but it's not that hard to prepare for, because with the way we start the game, Darshawn, you know, can guard perimeter players without any problem. And that might have been, you know, that might have been some of our defensive struggle in the second half, that was that we went for some offense. We tried to get some offense in the game, and maybe we got hurt that way. I don't know. But it's disappointing to have the bottom fall out defensively, because, you know, that's where we've sort of built our base. The second half, we just didn't get it done.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt falls tonight to Mississippi State 73-66. We continue with Coach Kevin Stallings. You know, you look at these final stats, and I know one you've got to like, you know, the rebounding, 37-28 and 13 of those offensive boards.
Well, you know, again, I think that's a testament to our guys playing hard. I also look down and see that they shot 22 free throws and we shot 8. We've done them. It's one of the only times all year where we've gotten out free throwed. Now, granted, we had to foul a couple times late, but I'm going to have to see what it was that we weren't doing to draw fouls, because that's usually a real good part of how we score. We get to the foul line and do a good job once we get there. And that free throw differential was way too much for us to overcome.
Talk about Jeffrey tonight. He sort of tried to throw him on his back a little bit, I thought, down the stretch.
Yeah, Jeff's a very competitive guy, he's still a little bit emotional. We got to guard his emotion a little bit, but he's a real competitor and he's a real good teammate. I thought he played a heck of a game tonight.
You've got to, I assume, if the shooting gets a little better from the perimeter, doesn't have to get a lot better, but just a little bit better, that's an element that would take this thing to another level, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, Joe, we just have to play smarter. It's not, you know, if we play smarter, we might shoot the ball better. But you look, too many turnovers by veterans and bad fouls and fouls that get you taken out of the game because they're your second one in the first half with, you know, lots of minutes to play. You have to play smart. You can't just play. Playing hard's not enough. It just isn't. And I've got to get these guys to play smarter, especially in environments like this.
What's the challenge now? You got a Tuesday night game to go get back for a little less time and an awfully good team.
Yeah, it's a very short turnaround time. The only team that's really been ranked in our league all year long or consistently, it'll be a quick turnaround, and we'll have to do the best we can to get ready.
All right. We'll have more right after this.